This is Cats at Night, live from the San Gennaro Feast. Here's your host, John Catsimatidis.
Wow, this is Cats at Night. John Catsimatidis here with Joe Piscopo.
Hey, John, how are you? Thank you for remembering the Italians.
I'm 28% Italian.
The Italians are here.
Now, how did we get Sidney Rosenberg? It's 100%
we're
Jewish.
We're all the same. The Jews and the Italians are all the same.
But here's the good news. The good news is I've always wanted to be Italian my whole life. That's kind of part of my shtick in the morning. And I do have two acting gigs right now in the Amazon Prime TV series Gravesend.
Yeah.
And a new movie I'm shooting in Los Angeles next month. It's called Gemini Lounge. And in both of those roles, I play an Italian.
Sidney, if you're Italian, make sure you sit in the restaurant with your back to the wall.
Yeah. I always do.
And we're here down here in the San Gennaro Festival. It's the first time I've been here in a few years. And what a beautiful scene. And the food. The food is so good. And the Grand Marshal of the San Gennaro Feast is Commissioner Nigro, Dan Nigro from the Fire Department, the City of New York. Dan, congratulations.
Thank you, thank you very much. Always a pleasure to be here with you. And tomorrow there's a parade, and yes, I'm the Grand Marshal. How about that?
Wow. That is wonderful.
Yeah, man.
That is big. I actually saw you a couple of weeks ago at the Jim Fossil Foundation Golf Tournament, Upper Montclair, New Jersey, right before 9/11. All your folks were there. It was an amazing night. This is an amazing time for the Italians. It's a great feast. But that night when I saw you dating back about 3 weeks ago was one of the most emotional nights, Dan, I've had in New York in a very long time.
Well, they were raising money for a good cause, and as you say, it was only a week before 9/11. Always an emotional time for our department. But right now, at San Gennaro, we're here to celebrate.
Absolutely.
And I understand it's your anniversary tomorrow?
Tomorrow, my wife Lynn and I will be married 50 years.
Wow! 50th anniversary! Oh.
How lucky am I?
Sid is almost 50 in about...
Yeah. I'm going to be married 30 years coming up June 25th. It'll be 30
She's
for me.
She's a good gal. Hold on to her.
And me... Oh, that's right. I'm not married.
Well, you were. No.
Joe Piscopo's looking for number 7. He's got a wife. The Jersey Turnpike. He's got a wife at every exit.
Well, 7 is a lucky number, John.
It is 50 years. Congratulations, Commissioner.
Thanks, Joe.
Great to see
and
you.
And I understand it's also your birthday coming up.
My birthday, yes, right? It always coincided with Columbus Day. I thought that holiday was for me. My birthday is the 11th, so...
That is wonderful.
It's a great time of year.
Now, Columbus Day is coming up, and I hope we're not taking down any statues anymore.
I don't think so. I don't think we'll let them do that here in New York.
Well, you know what's funny is, right behind you, I see Angelo Vivolo, so not that long
Vivolo,
ago.
Vivolo, Vivolo.
Yes.
What is it, Juno? How about
But what's funny is, we were in Columbus Circle. Piscopo was there. He actually emceed the thing. He was fantastic. Yeah. Arthur Idala, Bo Dietl, a host of others. And we were there that day to protest what was going on with the statue. And these men, especially Angelo, he made sure that statue is going to be there.
That's right.
Despite the efforts of some of the real lousy people in the city.
You know, from 30, 40 years ago, we would have brought some baseball bats with us. Can't do that anymore.
They'll never take it down, though. No. Commissioner, you're right. They'll never take it down. Not in New York City, man.
No, Angelo's a great advocate for us, and really happy to see him here.
Commissioner, you've been with the fire department how many years?
I started almost 52 years ago. But
wow!
My gosh.
It's been a nice ride.
Yeah, actually, you've got a great story, too. You started 52 years ago, but going back to 9/11, I know this is a celebratory event. I don't want to spend too much time talking about that, but you were not in charge that day, but the chief, the commissioner, the chief that day was actually killed, unfortunately, and you were thrust into the position of actually running the fire department that day alongside great guys like Rudy Giuliani, Bernie Kerik, and the rest of that crew. Isn't that true?
Well, I certainly had a lot of help in the fire department. I didn't do it alone, but I was very sad to lose my great friend Pete Gansey that day.
He was a great guy.
Hero.
Yeah.
And taking his place was not easy, but we did the best we could, and the department today is better than ever. And we're here to serve the people like we always have for 156 years.
And now you're the commissioner for what, 7, 8 years?
Yeah, I'm in my 8th year now.
Wow.
And time flies.
You know, guys, we're doing this weekend. Tunnel to Towers has their big event on Sunday, the 5K run.
Are you walking too?
You know, no. I'm emceeing it. I have to be emceeing. And you guys are going to run through the tunnel?
I'm walking.
God bless him. Are you going? Are you
gonna, I'm walking.
You
got
to come.
I got my own team.
So the commissioner is there. Dermot Shea is going to be there. Everybody's there. Frank Silla and the Silla family. 20 years it's been, Commissioner, since 9/11. You believe that already?
And Frank and the family, they raised so much money for such good causes. I can't say enough about them. That'll be a great day Sunday, as it always is. And we'll be there to support Frank and his
John, family. You know, I like the way they celebrate. They celebrate the lives. You know, there's 343 firefighters lost. They show the pictures. But it's such a big celebration on Sunday. So we're excited about it.
So many people. It's unbelievable.
But here we are now, San Gennaro, with the Italians, celebrating the Italians.
Now, are you 100% Italian?
I am not.
You're not?
But...
It's okay.
You know,
we love you anyway,
when you name
Commissioner.
Daniel Alfonso Negro.
Oh, yeah. Do you come here every year?
I don't come every year. I've been here over the years many times.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I haven't been back for a while.
Me too.
It's great to be here.
What's your favorite food?
What is my favorite food? Well, that's hard to say. What don't I eat? I can't think of anything I don't eat.
But you stay in great shape. Look at you. God bless you. I know how old you are. I'm not going to tell the listeners, but you look like you're in your 40s, and you got about 30-plus years on that.
So whatever you... He does.
He does, right?
You can say that on radio.
Have you seen a more fashionable commissioner than
never,
this?
Never.
John, am I right?
Never.
Always. To the nines. Am I right or wrong, huh?
Absolutely.
Always looking fancy like that.
I've got to try to keep up with the great people that work for me and... Every one of them being younger. So,
so how many firefighters do you oversee right now? As commissioner, how many guys do you oversee?
Well, the fire department is 17,000 strong.
17,000?
So about 11,000 are firefighters and fire officers, 4,500 EMTs and paramedics, and the rest are our sports staff. So that's what makes up the New York City Fire Department. Second largest in the world, but certainly the busiest.
What's the largest? L.A.?
Tokyo.
Wow.
Which is a city of about 30 million.
Right. They just canceled the marathon, which a lot of marathon runners are upset about because that is the last of these six marathons to get the Avid Trophy. In fact, talk about the marathon. The New York City Marathon is coming up November, first week of November. Is that a big gig for you guys?
It's very big. We have an annual race against our brothers and sisters in the PD.
Oh, you do?
Most of the time we win, but sometimes they win. They're great athletes.
You guys
also
have like this sibling rivalry between the hockey game, the football game, the running. There's a real rivalry there.
You name the sport, and we have a friendly rivalry. We love it. We love them. I hope they love us as much. And it's always fun to go out there and support the marathon. And anybody that runs in a marathon, to me, is a hero. I can't imagine running.
Commissioner, so you got a parade here. You're going right down the Mulberry here? Is that what you're going to do?
Well, that I can do. The marathon is a little out of my league, but I think I'll be able to do the parade route okay.
With the waving and everything. You got the
I'm practicing the waving. I'm watching films of the Queen. I think that's the proper wave to the crowd.
It's great. And so many great Italian-American organizations here. Columbus Citizens Foundation. And Angela Vivolo is going to tell us about the parade that we got coming up here. But this is the heart of where all the Italians came.
That's it. And I'll certainly be at the parade with Angelo and happy to be there every year. That's a parade I never miss.
You know, I marched with the sanitation department once. Thank you for asking. And they said, way back in the day, you want to march? I go, what? And I was a former garbage man. I was happy to do it. It was nice to be there. You know?
You want
to
come march with us?
That would be an honor.
Have a great day today.
Thank you, John.
And what a beautiful day. The sun shines on the Italians.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And I understand we have Angelo Vivolo here from the Columbus Foundation. Where's Angelo?
Where are you, John?
Come on over.
Commissioner Nigro, right there. Right.
Thank you very much.
Great commissioner of the
SNY. Let's have applause out in the audience.
Woo! I put this on.
Now we have Angelo Vivolo from the Columbus Foundation. The greatest Italian food I've ever had was at the Columbus Club. Tell us, Andrew. Tell everybody about the Columbus Club and the Columbus Foundation.
First, I have to say it's a great honor, privilege to follow Commissioner Dan Nigro. Outstanding person. This is a warm-up. He's here, I know, as the Grand Marshal of the San Gennaro Feast, but he's going to be on Fifth Avenue come Columbus Day as our humanitarian awardee. He's
wow.
just an
Fabulous.
Incredible guy.
Fabulous.
And we are so proud of him, and he's just such a deserving recipient. So that's
who's
that's,
protecting the Columbus statues?
We are.
All right.
Joe
that's
Piscopo.
Who you want. That's who you want. No, listen, I was out there with you at
yes,
Columbus Circle.
Yes, you
I mentioned
were.
That.
We appreciate you being
yes,
there.
Yes, yes. Joe was, did a great job as the MC. He ran the show. Wow. Idala and a bunch of others.
Yes.
And I got the feeling, before I got there, I got the feeling that these bastards were going to be successful in taking that statue down. By the time I left that day, I said to myself, they ain't taking nothing down. Not with Angelo in charge.
No,
am I right?
Well, me and a bunch of other people were very fortunate. We have a unified Italian-American community, and we're all working together to save the statue, save Columbus Day. And that's what our hope is going forward. Yeah, I mean, with a friend like Joe Piscopo,
yeah,
how can we go wrong?
You know, I actually, a dear friend of mine died last year. He's actually a dear, dear friend of the great actor Chaz Palminteri, who's a good friend of mine.
Yes.
His name was Frank Folia. You know Frank very well. He dedicated the last couple of years of his life to making sure Columbus Day was still around. That was a tragic loss last year.
With Phil, yeah.
Oh, my
right.
God. Phil was a
dear friend. Phil,
yeah,
Phil,
yeah.
Phil and his wife Jackie, dear friends of mine. Actually, it's going to be a memorial service in October for him. He was a super guy, outstanding person, worked so hard on behalf of Italian-Americans, the statue, and, of course, the Columbus Day. And not a finer gentleman, and it was a huge loss for all of us.
He was so involved in the Italian-American cause, if you will. And Chaz and he were so close together, Phil Folia. So now, and Chaz is getting honored by the Cabrini sisters, Angelo.
Ah.
And that's like that's coming up as well. We're gonna honor, and we're gonna honor Phil at that event as well.
Wonderful.
But I have to thank you, John. Is it if I may? If it's Episcopo on WABC, and I appreciate John so much. Helping out the Italian cause because people forget.
And all the single women out there.
Yeah.
Joe Piscopo's looking for number 7.
Don't. Please don't. Please, I'm happy. So Angelo has kept the fight, not the fight on. You are a great diplomat, I have to tell you. You are a spectacular diplomat because a lot of the time we get upset. And I remember Tucker Carlson called. Remember I was in the Bronx doing an event there. Tucker said, are they going to take the statue down? I said, they're never going to take that. But I would be confrontational in a, you know, facetious kind of way. You diplomatically have handled it brilliantly,
well,
Angelo. God bless you for that.
You're very kind to say that. But it's myself and others who contributed to doing that. And, you know, we're going to keep it on, keep going. But let's talk about, well, first of all, I don't know if you know, but you probably do.
Yeah.
That our dear friend John
yep.
was born on an Italian island, so he is.
You're right.
Yes.
He is one of us.
My father was an Italian citizen. He worked for the Italian government.
Wow.
He worked for the Italian government, and I was born, I was conceived Italian.
Okay.
Right.
Well, that's a count.
Okay. The island I was conceived on was Italian from 1904. All the way till 1948.
Wow.
Really?
Wow.
Yes. So you're part Italian.
That's it.
I was born
That's
Italian.
It.
That's it, man.
Yeah.
We love
no,
it.
No, no, no. I was conceived Italian. When I was born on September 7th,
yeah.
The Brits took the islands away from the Italians because they were on the wrong side of the war. And they gave it to the Greeks.
That's funny.
So I was born, I was conceived Italian, I was born Greek.
How about that?
But my blood is 28% Italian.
Well, that still counts.
Yes.
And that's why he's a member of the Columbus Citizens
That's
Foundation.
Right. That's it.
We
love it. Plus, you're not going to find anybody in New York, anybody. This is my friend Danny Fagliano from PolyPrep. Hey, Danny. And he's Italian. You're not going to find, and his father ran the Fulton Fish Market and still does for like 50 years. You're not going to find any New Yorker, I don't care if you're Jewish or Greek, when you ask them this question every time, what's your favorite food? Italian. 2 seconds.
Italian.
Nobody says Greek, Jewish,
and we're
Cuban.
Looking forward to having a big dinner tonight in Little Italy.
Yes.
World famous. Wonderful. Only one place better than Little Italy. It's the Columbus Club.
Okay.
But
well,
it's a long ride uptown.
Now, let me give you a little background about going on this year. We're back. The parade is back, and we're, of course, going to fulfill all the requirements that the city has. But we're very excited that we're going to have an excellent parade. A lot of people involved. And it's just going to be wonderful because in addition to to the people that are going to be in the parade and the marching up Fifth Avenue. We're also going to, in the TV portion of the parade, do some of learn from last year's virtual parade and put some video in as well.
Oh, good.
Joe Piscopo, Maria Bartiromo.
Who?
It's not Columbus Day unless the two of them are with us.
I am so honored, John.
Well, by the way, I understand our honorary also chair, Commissioner Shea. What's his title today?
Yes. Okay.
We have Commissioner Shea on the phone with us now.
Okay.
Well, Commissioner, how are you?
I'm doing very well. I'm just enjoying listening to the conversation.
Well, I wish you were here with us. We have all this Italian food in front of us, and we had a lot saved for you.
Well, I will be down there tomorrow with my good friend Dan Nigro.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
We had them both here. We just had Dermot. This is Sid Rosenberg from the Bernie and Sid Morning Show. We just had Dan Nigro live with us on the air moments ago, talking about the amazing job he does with the fire department. Let's talk about you now for a second. You have a pretty tough gig yourself. Watching the New York Police Department here in this city, you know that on this stage, of course, we all love the cops. Not everybody in New York does, unfortunately. Well, congratulations on the job that you do and all your men and women that protect us every single day. God bless all of you.
Absolutely.
Sid, thank you. Thank you. Everyone loves the cops. Don't believe what you read. Everyone loves the cops, and they're doing a phenomenal job.
There's about 12 people in the whole city that don't love you.
But the
other 9 million love you.
Yep.
And you can count on the Italian Americans for sure. We all love you.
Yeah.
Always supporting law enforcement,
support
indeed.
Law enforcement, absolutely. But,
and we appreciate it.
Going on to beyond the parade, we have the gala, and we have great honorees. We have Michael Pascucci. We have Dan Nigro, of course. My goodness. We have Jody Police, and we have Joe Guerrera. They're wonderful individuals, all contributed to our community, and that's why they're all being honored.
And you know, John and Sid and Commissioner, what the Columbus Citizens Foundation does, they get millions of dollars every year to scholarships for children.
Oh, that's good.
Millions of dollars. Yeah, yeah. And this is an ongoing, it's an all-year event that they work from day one, from Columbus Day to Columbus Day. I'm so honored to be a part of that, to be with the great Maria Bartiromo. We have some, and when Kenny Rosado jumped, Kenny's a great guy.
You guys are great together. Well, all three of you are great together.
Well, yeah, but as long as you let, Maria's the boss. Am I right?
Yeah.
Right, Angela? I always go, you're the boss, whatever you say.
I always say, without Maria, there's no
she's
Columbus.
The best. Yeah. She's the best.
She is great. She's great on Fox Business every morning,
she's
too. She definitely is.
Great person.
Yeah,
great person.
Yep.
So proud. I can only repeat what I've said earlier, that Columbus Day is not it's not Columbus Day without Maria Bartiromo and Joe Piscopo, especially with her.
Honored
and
to
now
be
we
there.
Have Ken Rosado, which is really makes it very special.
He's great, too. So I'm curious, Commissioner Shea, you know, we're here at this event at the San Gennaro Festival. There's a nice little police presence here. Columbus Day, of course, nice police presence at that parade. The New York City Marathon coming up in about 8 weeks, a huge New York City police crew there. The next couple of months, you guys are very, very busy with events here in New York. And, of course, let's not forget, Dermot, when the Yankees win the World Series and you guys are down in the Canyon of Heroes, we're about to have a very big police presence in New York. Right, Dermot?
That was a cheap shot. You know I'm a big Met fan, but...
So am I. You know that. So am I. They named the damn stadium after you, Dermot.
I had a conversation with Cardinal Dolan this week, and I was asking for a miracle, so we'll see what happens. But all this talk of Italian food, I'm starving now. Now my mouth is watering.
Well, where are you right now? Are you in the city? Are you in Brooklyn? Where are you right now?
No, I'm in the city. I just left, actually. I was walking in and around the UN General Assembly, just thanking some of the outside agencies and cops that are still there making sure everyone's safe.
And Commissioner Piscopo, if I may, sir, great job with the General Assembly at the UN. Every corner, 2, 3, 4, 5 police officers, and they were locked, they were loaded. That's just like not literally, but it was literally.
Right.
And we love to see it.
Great job.
We loved it.
Great
Thank
job,
you,
unless
sir.
You're Bernie McGurk, who's trying to leave the station after the morning show, and he can't because Joe Biden is driving by. That's a true story, Dermot.
We haven't mastered the traffic yet, but we're close.
Well, I want to know, Angelo, what kind of food you suggest we have tonight?
Oh, my goodness.
What's your favorite Italian food?
This is one of the great restaurateurs of all time.
I was in a restaurant for 42 years.
Now, viva lo, longer, viva lo, viva lo.
But I love all Italian food, any kind.
Veal Parmesan? Chicken Parmesan?
Linguine with clam sauce, you know, lobster fra diavolo, you know, things like that.
Angel, John, this man, if I may, Angelo Vivola, cooked for the Pope. Two popes.
Two popes, yeah.
Two popes.
Wow.
Listen.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I was very blessed. Myself and Lydia Bastianich together, we served Pope Benedict for 3 days while I was in New York, and we served Pope Francis for 3 days at the home of the Nuncio on 72nd Street. I actually was as close to him as I'm with you guys right now, and we served him breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day.
Wow! Wow!
And
did he ask for specific meals, or did you just
not really? And because we were in the home of the Nuncio, it was diplomatic quarters, so we weren't restricted and have outside food tasters.
Yeah.
We made the menus. They liked what we made.
Sid has a food taster every morning.
Right, let me tell you something. I'm the only Jew up here, and I'm going to give you the best Italian restaurant in New York.
Okay.
No disrespect. Not Benito One, although it's great. Mulberry Street, we go in there tonight. It's a great restaurant. In my Jewish opinion, which makes me Italian, the best Italian restaurant, I don't care if it's Bay Ridge or New York City, the best Italian restaurant is on the corner of Nostrand Avenue and Avenue R in Brooklyn. My dear friend Michael. Michael's restaurant is the best Italian food.
Look at this guy. Michael's of Brooklyn. Those are my the Cacace family. Fred, Johnny,
and
Marianne.
The best restaurant on the east side.
No, it was. I'm not in business now. Thank you very much for the plug.
Sid, you're right, though. In Brooklyn, it's like people come over, and we're there all the time with Fred.
I know you guys go there.
And the sauce is, like, incredible.
They take you in the back. They got this big machine where they make the sauce.
Right there.
Yeah.
Like
it's better than Rayo's or any of those places. Did I just say that?
Don't tell Bo.
We'll be in trouble.
By the way, the other night, I was at Patsy's.
Oh, that's a great place, too.
I was at Patsy's
too.
The other night.
Great,
with
Sal. We
Cindy
love Sal.
Adams and Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, really?
And the food was great.
That's a great place.
Last night I was in Nicola's with your friend Mark Simone.
Oh, yeah. Ah, there you go.
And Kudlow, Larry Kudlow.
Oh, wow.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I want to go to Michael's in Brooklyn.
You do?
Because I've been living in Manhattan for 40
Done
years,
deal.
But I'm a Brooklyn boy at heart.
It'll take you 2 hours to get there.
That's okay. It's worth every minute.
It's worth it.
Joe, we got to go together.
Done. It's done. I got the date. But thanks.
Okay. Angelo, thank you. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, Angelo.
Thank you for everything you do for the Italian people.
Thank you.
May God give you strength to keep doing it for another 100 years.
God bless you, John. But thank you for the privilege of being on your show and to be able to speak about the truth about Columbus. I really sincerely appreciate it.
And
God bless you guys.
You too.
We're all there behind you, Angelo.
We love you.
Thank you. We love you.
Columbus Citizens Foundation.
Thank you so much.
Parade.
You're welcome.
The parade is right on Monday. It's like a week away only.
The parade is on the 11th. The gala's on the 9th, and the laying of the wreath is on Sunday.
You know, I'm the Grand Marshal in the Philadelphia parade, the Italian parade. You know why? Because, like you, Angelo, you lead the way. We follow in your path. So I try to help a little bit. Philly called.
Great.
I said, I'm in New York Monday. You got to get me back, but I'm the Grand Marshal in Philadelphia.
Oh, that's wonderful.
We got to celebrate. Celebrate the heritage. And, John, you're right. Thank you for your Greek. Part Italian, we appreciate that. Thanks for never forgetting.
Always gives me an opportunity to speak about it.
Thank you.
God bless.
Thank you, Angelo. Thank you, pal.
Thank you.
And God bless.
Commissioner Shea, thank you so much for calling in today. And God bless the work you do and the work of, 37,000 NYPD officers. And God bless you and God bless America. Thank you so much.
Thank you, John. Thanks. Have a great night, guys.
All right, take care, DeMont. You got to get on Bernie and Sid one of these days if you want to talk to you. That's DeMont Chan. That's a good job. In the first 30 minutes, you forget about Piscopo and Rosenberg. You had both commissioners, fire commissioner Dan Nigro and police commissioner DeMont Chan. Who gets better guests than John Tatsimatidis?
You know, between me and Piscopo, we're going to say New York.
Start spreading the news.
The news.
I'm leaving too. Day.
I think it's actually playing in the background right now. I hear Sinatra. Yeah. I'm saying to myself, that guy's not as good as Piscopo.
Oh.
And it's actually Sinatra.
John, thank you for Sundays with Sinatra. Thank you for
Sinatra
that.
Named him vice chairman of the board.
Yes.
Sinatra officially named Joe Piscopo vice chairman of the board of Sinatra.
I know that.
Well, with great respect, and we invite everybody to listen, WABC Sunday night, 6 to 9.
Great show.
Sundays with Sinatra. Ramsey
and
Mazda.
Streaming worldwide.
On WABCRadio.com.
That's it.
You're
absolutely right.
So let me give you a funny story. So last night I stay, John has these beautiful buildings in Coney Island. It's called Ocean Drive. And these two gorgeous, gorgeous.
Right on the beach.
Yeah, right on the beach.
Gorgeous.
Right. So I've stayed there like 5 or 6 times. 22A, that's my apartment. Anyway. So I go to John, I'm staying there last night. Now, the only issue becomes I got to be back in New York City on 50th and 3rd at like 4:30 in the morning. And Stillwell Avenue is not, you know, I'm not taking the train. So, long story short, Curtis is in Coney Island. He drives me back to work this morning. The great Curtis Stillwell, who we could only hope to God becomes the next mayor here in New York. So, thank you for
that. We have a special guest. We have a special guest. We have Curtis Stillwell with us. How are you, Curtis?
Oh, Madonna Mai, I'm here at the feast. This is like I died and went to heaven. John, the other night, I started at Canal Street. I had the strugliadel. Then I had the sausage and peppers. Then I had the cannolis. They had to carry me away on Houston Street. I worked all over
here. Is it Houston or Houston?
Houston.
Is it Houston or Houston?
Yeah. It's Houston.
So Curtis drove you somewhere?
He did. Well,
he didn't drive anywhere.
His boys drove.
All
I don't know.
Right. Frankie Morano tells me he used to pick you up all the time.
But he was in the car. He was telling me stories about pigeon racing and all that good stuff. Fantastic. No one knows the five boroughs. Is it five or six? I forget. Boca was the sixth.
That's right.
No one knows this state, this city like Curtis Lee.
Nobody.
I mean, he's got stories about every block,
every alley.
There is nobody that knows New York City better than Curtis Lewa. He knows every subway station.
Yeah.
He knows every neighborhood.
Look at that.
He knows where all the bodies are buried.
Oh, literally, he knows where all the bodies are buried. And I'll say this, too. If there's a young Hasidic kid that gets beat up in Borough Park, or if there's a young African-American kid that gets beat up someplace else, or an Asian kid, the first guy on the scene every single time, the first guy, even before the cops get there, Dermot, is Curtis Sleeper.
Thank you.
And your group. You are the heart and soul for the better part of four decades of New York.
Now, you must have been in 30 neighborhoods in the last 3 days. Give us an update. What's going on in the city of New York?
Now, things are really, really bad. We're talking about preventing more storm damage. And it's a simple thing. It's like when we were kids. Remember the Department of Sewers would come. Ed Norton, the sewer engineer.
That's right.
Remember?
Very good.
And they would dredge the catch basins and the sewers. Remember they would do that on a regular basis because when I would hit a Spalding or a Pensy Pinky into the sewer playing stickball, you would take the kid, the shortest kid, the thinnest kid, and hold him down in the sewer
to
so he could
ball.
Fish out the Spalding or the Pensy Pinky. So you knew if the sewers were clean, if they flushed it and back flushed it, even if you had a storm like we've had lately, the probability would be your basements would not overflow, your first floor apartments wouldn't be destroyed. But they don't do that anymore. And as a result, every time we have a heavy rain,
it's important that you bring that up because people think they don't understand. It's infrastructure. It was not maintained. And they came in, they blamed climate change. Everybody went crazy. The president comes in, they talk climate change, which, okay, if we'll give him that. It's infrastructure and keeping it clean. And they did not do that, Kurt. It's right on the money, my friend.
And remember, right after Superstorm Sandy, they put aside $119 billion to build barriers, walls.
Wow.
Ma Kwan Amai, they haven't put one brick in one barrier yet. I asked, where's the money? $100 billion. Where is it? Because he didn't
build any
barriers.
Exactly. I got a question for the audience right now. Put your hand up if you're going to, for the either contestant or either candidate. How many folks right now sitting in the audience are going to vote for Eric Adams in the mayoral race? Okay. One. Good for you, sweetheart. Way to go. How many folks are going to vote for Curtis Sliwa come November?
Oh, my God.
Well, look, the deck is stacked. Yeah, see, WABC always broadcasting.
It's a home game, I know. It's a home game.
Secret ballot here.
Gee, I only wish this would be the ballot.
But wait a second. We talk about this, you and I, all the time.
You win by acclamation, Mr. Mayor.
No, but we talk about this all the time. There's a lot of races we just don't know. No one really thought Donald Trump, besides Bernie, was going to beat Hillary Clinton. Yeah, let's be honest.
Yeah,
you never know.
Donald Trump didn't know he was going to beat
Hillary. Right. He thought he was going to get killed that night. Killed.
You remember his face at 3 o'clock in the morning? He said, I'm the president?
Yes. Right. So you just don't know. And the truth is, a lot of people are waking up to the issues in this city. They know that the biggest issue is crime. crime and crime. And even though Eric Adams was a cop, blah, 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 there is nobody who's more concerned about crime in this city than you.
Well, the thing is, Sid, you experienced it firsthand. I'm a Republican who can go into neighborhoods where the only Republican they've ever seen is Abraham Lincoln on a $5 bill and get respect because of street cred. People look at me, they don't think of me as a party, Republican, independent, Democrat. They say, that's Curtis. He's been here before. Right. They may disagree with me, but at least I get respect. And that's all you ask of your fellow citizens, that they hear what you have to say. Then they go into the ballot box and make their determination.
How about when is the first debate?
First debate is October 20th. The second debate is October 28th.
Nice.
He has to debate me because he's accepted matching funds. Could you believe in this great socialist city of New York City? If you raise a dollar, they give your tax dollars, eight tax dollars, to me or Eric Adams or any other candidate in order to run. That is crazy. That
you know what
exist.
Was the most telling thing for about Curtis Lee with that?
Is that what you call welfare for politicians?
Yes,
it is. That's
very
exactly
good, John.
What it is. That is
when,
good.
When that guy came up in the middle of an event that Curtis was having, and the poor guy came up and he was looked like a homeless guy.
Oh, last week.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
that's great. That was one of the great moments I've seen in politics.
Curtis,
the guy comes up, John. Remember, he comes up. Now it could have been like you. Any other person would have walked away. You approached the guy. And in such gentle fashion, talk with the guy. Therein lies the problem, the homeless problem in New York. Was that not the best? That was beautiful.
Yeah, he does that all the time. He does that all the time.
No.
It's crazy.
And then the police officers who were great started to step in. You said, wait, just a moment. That was brilliant, Chris.
Well,
it Giuseppe,
really was. I attribute this to my father, Chester, merchant seaman, 55 years.
Yeah.
We used to come to the Bowery in the 60s when it were flop houses and missions. My father would look at the men, the derelicts, as they were called, and say, there by the grace of God go you, Curtis.
God bless you.
At any moment, at any time, at any point, don't ever make fun of these people.
Yeah.
Talk to them.
Yeah.
Help them. Yeah. They are lost souls.
God bless you.
And we treat them as they are persons of no consequence. I never have, and I never will. And
Curtis,
as mayor, I'm going to take care of it.
What are you going to eat tonight with us?
Oh,
what are you eating?
What's on the menu here?
Anything.
Anything goes.
I have a text from Mike Antoniadis.
Antoniadis from Maimonides Medical Center.
Maimonides Hospital.
Yes.
He says order him some shrimp parmesan and mozzarella and carrazza.
Is he coming?
You never know. He may show up.
Hey, going back to the first question John asked you about this city, whether it's Eric Adams or you. Is it so far gone that neither one of you realistically can fix it? Or do you feel like, and I want you to win, but even if the other guy does win, do you feel like this city can be fixed?
No one person can do this.
They can't.
No, but a group of people
right. Who
have the expertise.
Including Jesus Christ.
Who are knowledgeable. Let's start with John Catsimatidis when it comes to the economy, right? Are there any people that you know of who are as adept as John is, who didn't have two nickels to rub together when he was growing up in Harlem? And look at the economic empire he's put together with all of his philanthropy. So you turn to John, you turn to others, and you allow their expertise to be imparted into what the city does. Never claim that you know everything, because most politicians, look at the one we have now, de Blasio. He knows nothing about nothing. Nothing about nothing.
Well, he knows how to hang out with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
What was that? I forgot to talk about it this morning on the show. Why?
Well, this is the difference.
What is it?
Joe,
yes.
I hang out at Rikers Island.
Yeah.
De Blasio hangs out with the prince and the princess.
Well, by the way, I said this morning after we had our trip in from Brooklyn, I said Curtis is at Rikers once a week.
Yes.
And De Blasio's hanging out with Harry and Markle and going to, the Met Gala with AOC. And you know that today, after Bill de Blasio announced, he's going to Rikers next week.
Well,
he must be listening.
I will tell you this. John Catsimatidis, in honor of my grandfather, Fidela Bianchino, and my grandmother, Nicoletta Bianchino, the body side of my my family, I want a nice bowl of pasta vazul, two pieces of Italian bread. That's a meal. That sticks to your ribs forever. Pasta vazul, the best. You know what I'm talking about, Piscopo.
Curtis, firstly, thank you for coming up today, and thank you for being here with WABC and the San Gennaro Festival. And we're going to save you a lot of food later.
Yeah, and thank you for letting me run for mayor, my home away from home, WABC. Thank you.
Now, we have another guest We have another guest. Come on up.
Frankie. He's Italian, Frankie Russo.
I think so.
I think you are. Rules the weekend.
Maybe.
Airwaves.
What part of Italy?
Brooklyn.
My mom's family, she's first generation from Napoli and Bari.
Napoli? Yeah. You know what Napoli is?
Southern part of Italy.
It's a Greek city.
Oh, is it?
Napoli stands for Napoli. Right. So which is new
why
city.
We bringing,
that's
why,
what Napoli stands for.
This is an Italian thing. Why are we bringing the Greek thing in over
here? You brought it up. You brought it up.
Yeah, this is an Italian thing. You got a Greek and a Jew up on stage right now.
Okay, that's a good thing.
No, I know.
Why not?
Hey, listen, I've been told I'm more Italian than half than you guys, who really are Italians.
Oh, really? How's
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah.
How's that?
Because I got the tan, I got the shirt down, yeah, I got the this, I got tan. That. I talk from Brooklyn. I'm Italian. I'm more Italian than you. Your name's Russo.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Rosenberg.
What more Italian than me?
Frankie Russo. Frankie Russo has a show on Saturday morning, Friday night, Saturday morning, and Saturday night, Sunday morning. The wacky side of midnight.
You said I'm certifiable. You
You're
made me
certifiable.
It's true. I am. I admit it.
And
very
you,
true.
You eat a lot of fish. Did you have a
I had fish today. I had salmon, blackened salmon I had.
What do you recommend that we eat down here in
bacalao,
Italy?
Bacalao and or branzino.
I'm a
great choice.
I'm a real Parmesan guy.
Me too. You can get branzino in Italian. It's just a white piece
black
of rice.
Branzino.
Does anybody like branzino is always a go-to. That's you have to do it. A la griglia. Gnocchi. Gnocchi.
Oh, I love it.
Gnocchi. Unbelievable.
The most underrated John Italian food is gnocchi. Nobody's like gnocchi. I don't like the potato.
No, it's great.
Handmade. I like that. Oh,
I was 7 years old with my mom and dad. My dad passed away last summer. And I went to a place called, it was down in Florida, in Hallandale. Very, very popular place, Joe Piscopo. Very, very popular. And long story short, I'm like, Mom, Dad, I'm sick of veal parmesan. What should I get? And Dad, my friend, go read the menu. So I'm reading the menu, and I come across this gnocchis. So I say to the waitress, I go, I want to try these gnocchis. I swear to God, she goes, she looks at me, she goes, you're Jewish, aren't you? Now I know in gnocchi, of course. And I love that.
Gnocchis. You know, it's true, though. When you try to learn the language,
it's
like when my grandparents came here, they couldn't speak English very well. They never learned English very well. They came from Avellino, you know, Prato la Sera, Provincio di Avellino.
Joey.
But he couldn't read the word blood was blood. blood, light a squeech, sandwich. You know, they could never quite get it. Yes,
yeah,
got it.
Good.
I was listening to Joey P on the radio a few months ago, man. Yeah. You're an amazing broadcaster.
Oh, you are.
He is great. That means you're listening
you,
to me. So thank you.
I was just,
God bless you, my son.
God bless you.
Thanks, man.
Now, everybody, you tune in to Frankie Russo. If you can't sleep at 3 o'clock in the morning, tune in to Frankie Russo on Friday night and Saturday night, right?
I'll be on tonight.
Tonight.
Yeah.
All right, beautiful.
I'll be on 1 a.m. tonight.
On Shabbos.
And it's only because of the cat man that I'm there. And I thank you so much for the opportunity, Captain.
Thank you, Frankie.
Thank you, Frankie Russo.
That's it? That's all this is?
That's it. We got to bring up Margo. We got
the air.
Margo, come on up.
What are we doing over here?
His wife is coming up.
Now we got Margo. Margo is on stage. Now, Margo, what part Italian are you?
Don't make me say it.
Last time I looked, you were Polish, Russian, and Ukrainian.
Irish and English.
Oh, my God.
Wow, there's a lot going on there. That's a lot.
But I got to tell you something. She cooks Italian food better than some Italians.
She does. What is the one dish that you would say you cook the best of all the Italian food? For some reason, chicken marsala comes to mind with you. I don't know why.
Steak pizza.
Oh
my
Joe
God.
Loves that.
Interesting. Yeah.
This is a wonderful night, and it's fantastic to be able to celebrate and walk around and enjoy each other and enjoy the world today. So thank you, everybody.
Well, thank you, Margo.
Margo, great pitch at the Brooklyn Cyclones. That was great. She had great catch at the Brooklyn Cyclones. You were
at the Maimonides.
That was the battery
hospital,
I've never seen before, huh?
Maimonides Hospital Stadium.
That was fabulous. That was a great, great thing.
Thank you.
Thank you, Margo. We
hardest
love
thing
you.
In the world.
Chad Lopez.
Oh, the man.
He got like a catch. He looked like Johnny Blanchard.
Chad Lopez is the president of WABC. and he runs this place. And Chad, you we went from number 25 when we started together to
number
top 5, number 3. Wow.
You know what, John? It's great. It's great to be back at San Gennaro Feast, right?
Yeah,
in
man.
New York, back alive. It's great.
Yeah.
It's great to see everybody out there. Thank you. Thank you for the support of all the listeners. I appreciate support for Curtis Sliwa. Thank you. It's great. More importantly, John, Margo, thank you for what you're doing with WABC in New York City. Thank you.
Thank you, Chad.
God bless.
Thank you. This guy's a great, great boss. I got to tell you, I was with him over at the last company that owned our stations, and he had all these magnificent ideas, and they never were put into play because we had the wrong owner. And once we teamed up Chad Lopez with John Catsimatidis and Margo Catsimatidis, we knew we had a huge success. Got a real big-time guest up here on stage. He is Sir James of Mulberry. He's the co-owner of Benito One. We're eating tonight on Mulberry Street here in Little Italy. And I believe you were the first man ever knighted at San Gennaro. That is a big deal, my friend.
I was knighted on September 12th of 2015 by Her Imperial Highness Ariana Romanoff.
Wow. So, you know, my buddy Joe Tacopino, who's a big-time attorney, he actually owns a soccer team in Catania, Italy. He was knighted in Italy. A couple of years ago, and he talked about this extravagant service. What happens here? How does that happen? What do you guys do? Do you cut your fingers, stuff like that?
No, as a matter of fact, she had to get permission from the Society of San Gennaro, and the Society had to get permission from the Fifth Precinct. And they told her when she knights me to keep the sword close to her breast.
What?
If she does this, they were going to put her down. Because they didn't know if she was going to do this and do that.
Wow.
That's a lot of pressure.
Isn't it? Yeah. That's a true story. This was done in front of Benito Restaurant, 174 Mulberry Street.
That's your restaurant?
Yes, it is.
Oh, beautiful.
What's the best food I can eat there?
Everything.
What's your favorite?
Chicken Valdostano.
What is your favorite? Chicken?
Chicken Valdostano.
Okay, so let's tell folks the name of the restaurant and what's the best thing you can have.
Benito One, 174 Mulberry Street. Ordered the Chicken Valdostano.
Oh, I love Chicken Valdostano. I love that.
I want to know, we're down here in Little Italy. You've been here forever. Is the Italians, are you holding your ground? Because I hear the Chinese, there's no more Chinatown, it's being shrunk. Are the Italians holding their ground?
I am one of the very, very few left down here. I don't think there's 20 or 30 of us that are the original born, raised, and still live here.
Wow.
That's the truth. There's nobody that we know. There are no more families.
Vito Corleone, he's gone.
Vito's gone. That's it.
Vito's gone. Vito. And his son, Michael, didn't take over. No. He went to Las Vegas.
And he left us here.
He left you here.
And that's it.
And his brother, Fredo.
Fredo.
Yes.
Fredo.
Yes.
You know, Fredo, he didn't do the right thing.
Fredo couldn't do anything.
Right.
We thank you for keeping this alive, this heritage alive,
Joe.
Down here.
Thank you. By the way, Joe.
Yes, sir.
We make homemade gnocchi.
Yeah. Ow! Are you serious?
Made it today.
I'm coming.
I guess you're listening.
Over.
Is it marinara sauce?
Arrabbiata, huh?
Sauce you like.
Huh? And we can do that, huh?
Yes.
I love it like that. Thank you for keeping the heritage alive.
Now, that cane you're carrying.
Don't get close, Joe.
I saw it in the movies.
Which one?
The Godfather movie.
No.
Where? Which one have you seen it?
The Wolfman with Lon Chaney Jr.
Is that right?
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Was
in that? No kidding.
This is the one that Claude Rains beats him to death with at the end.
Oh,
are you kidding me?
Yes.
Where did you get it? Give me the history on that.
It's a prop.
Beautiful. Yeah.
It's a prop.
Very well done, though. Oh, my goodness.
Well, thank you for coming up. Thank you very much.
Gentlemen, I thank you, and I'll look forward to seeing you at Benito's restaurant.
Gnocchi.
Gnocchi.
Or as it says, Gnocchi.
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 Jim Barry.
Gnocchi.
James of Mulberry.
Yes.
D. James.
Thank you.
Thank you, James. We'll see you tonight.
What part of Italy are you from originally?
My father's side from Bari, my last name.
Bari.
And my mother's side from Palermo.
Palermo, Italy.
I am Sicilian and Barese.
That's good. Barese.
Yes. Let me tell you what happened. I was the head of the Greek Orthodox Church back in just before 9/11 or after 9/11. And the people, when St. Nicholas Church fell down, in the World Trade Center and 9/11, the people of Bari, the mayor of Bari came to see me because their patron saint is St. Nicholas.
That's right.
And you know what he did? He brought me a check for the first check we got to rebuild the church, 250,000 euros. And the people of Bari were the first people to contribute to rebuild the church. And 9/11 this year, we opened up the church. We did it in 20 years, and the church is beautiful. Beautiful. I hope you come visit.
God bless.
Nice.
Yes.
Very nice.
Thank you, James.
Thank you. We've got another weekend special guest on the phone. We spoke to Frankie Russo earlier. This young lady, if you're Italian, of course, you loved her father, and you love her as well. Once again, there's a great show on the weekends with guys like Joe Piscopo. Dean Martin was her father. She is the lovely Deanna Martin. Deanna, welcome. John Catsimatidis, Sid Rosenberg, and Joe Piscopo live at the San Gennaro Feast. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much, but you know what? It's Dina Martin.
Who is Martin? You know what's funny?
Why would Dean Martin call his daughter Deanna? It's Dina.
You know what's funny? You were actually in studio with me and Bernie a couple of years ago at Madison Square Garden, and you did this wonderful... Your book came out. Remember, your book came out, and I called you Deanna the whole time, and you corrected me about 10 times. So it's 3 years later. I'm still doing the same thing.
Dina, it's Joe. It's Joe. I was going to correct that shit, but I let it go. I said, it's Dina. Dina, it's great.
Yeah, I never let it go.
He's tougher. He's got a lot of muscles now, more than me. I said, I can't mess with this guy. Dina Martin is on. She's on after we do the Sundays with Frank Sinatra, and she's got Dean and Dina's nightcap. And this is one of the great entertainers of all time. If I can, guys, if I could jump in for a second. Dina Martin, if you check her out, Dina, tell us about your shows that you did throughout the whole pandemic on Facebook. The number one in Polestar, the number one attraction was Dina Martin. Tell us about that. That's a spectacular accomplishment. How proud your father would be, you know?
I know he's smiling down on me right now. And today was our 80th show. And I sang True Love, you know, the duet with him. You know, unbelievable. True 80 love. Shows. It was over a year ago when the pandemic started and all my shows were canceled. I said, well, what am I going to do? And so, my beautiful assistant, Rosaria, said, why don't you do a Facebook Live? And I said, what's Facebook Live? So we did the show on a tripod with my iPhone, and we went to number one. And that was 80 weeks ago, okay?
Wow.
Unbelievable. And it's, for me to become number one in the world, I'm talking about in the world. So we have, over 500,000 people every week, watching the show.
Amazing, right?
And it's wonderful giving back to all the people who were stuck in their homes or in their hospitals. And so it's been an amazing journey. And people have loved it. We brought joy and happiness to so many people. And I'm great to talk to you.
Let me tell you how great, Dean, I'm sorry, how great she is.
That's okay.
We do live, yes, last year. It was the year before already? We did Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Oh!
We did it. Fox News and the more Fox and Friends.
Yeah.
With Steve Ducey and Brian and the gang. And live. And so I'm going, live? We're going to do it live? And Ina killed it. Like, it was
in the
great.
Morning.
It was the morning.
Yeah.
Remember, we had to get up, 5:30 or something like that to do a sound check,
and
right?
And we didn't have a rehearsal. I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold
I've
outside.
I've got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The weather has been
that
so
is great.
I channeled her father. I said afterwards, did you? I sound like your old man. She goes, yeah, it was a little creepy.
It was creepy. This whole thing is kind of creepy, to be honest with you. So, Dina, have you been to this festival, this beautiful festival, the last couple of years or recently?
I haven't. It was a few years ago, and I had so much fun. But this year, because of all of this, God love everybody. Como bella c'è la luna, brilla strette, strette come tutte belle passio già. On an evening in Roma.
Oh, beautiful.
That is better than you ever. I love Rome. You know something? I love Rome. I love walking around Rome.
Yeah, yeah.
I love the food.
Do you
Rome.
Love Rome? I don't love Rome. I don't. I love Capri. I've been saying Capri for 10 weeks.
To these
Rome
guys.
Is it's like New York. It's
Rome's
hot.
Right.
It's banks. It's Rome.
Sydney, it's Rome.
It's like this.
Where civilization started.
Give me Capri every day. Rome to me is like
it
being in New York.
It was the Isle of Capri that I met.
You know why I don't like Rome? I'll be honest with you.
Because they made fun of me.
Because I did what every American does, especially Jewish American.
Three coins in the fountain.
I did that. I did four. But I actually went to a restaurant and committed the worst crime you can, Dina, Curtis, John, and Joe. I went to a restaurant in Rome, and I ordered, you ready for this? veal parmigiana. He said, you must be from America.
What a gavone you are.
Right.
What a gavone.
I didn't know.
Well, you know, let me tell you, the last time I was in Rome, I was looking forward to fettuccine Alfredo. I love
it. I had it last night in Sheepshead Bay.
I love it. So we go to this restaurant that was called Fettuccine Alfredo.
Gotta be good.
And
no good.
I was disappointed.
You know, the at Epcot in Disney World, the Italian restaurant for years was named Alfredo's. And their fettuccine was actually very, very good in Disney World. But Rome disappointed you. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, that's too bad. But that's a lot of cheese and butter and, So, and what about...
Tell us about your father. Tell us about your father. He was a great man, your father, Dina.
He was a great man, and he was fun and funny, and he's like one of the only American Italian American guys who sang the Italian song. Okay, and he did it beautifully.
That's a good point. That's a good point. But and he sang early on. He started
he
doing it coming out of Steubenville, Ohio. Ohio. Dino Paul Crescetti, Dina, huh?
With Jimmy the Greek. Jimmy the Greek.
Yeah. Hey, listen, Dina, thank you so much for calling in. And,
love you. We love you, Dina.
Yes, we love you. And I'm sorry that Joe Piscopo keeps calling you Deanna.
Cheers. I'm going to have a little sippy poo of my Pinot Grigio.
Salute.
There you go.
Salute.
All right. Thank you. The great Dina Martin, everybody. Dean Martin's daughter.
9 p.m. Sunday nights.
Yeah. What a lineup with you and her in the same night.
You know, John puts it all together.
He's
like
a genius, John Katsimatidis. He's a genius. Curtis, welcome back. Here he is, New York's next mayor, Curtis Sliwa.
Can I give the maluk here, though, to Joe Piscopo?
Whatever.
You know, you're from Bloomfield Avenue.
That's it, man.
It's across the Hudson River.
That's it, baby.
You may be Upai Zamoy, but you're from New Jersey.
That's it, man. You got it. You know, but don't forget, Mayor Giuliani, the man who saved this great city during 9/11. As we always have a running joke. So
yeah.
He goes, why did your family go from Avellino? I said, yes, Avellino, Mr. Mayor. They went from Avellino, Prata La Sera. He goes, why would they go to Newark?
Exactly.
I go, wait, that's my family. That's my hometown.
Listen,
Bloomfield Avenue. Come on.
To me, it's the same thing. All my friends are actually in New Jersey at this point. I don't have any friends left in New York.
But they didn't want to go to Brooklyn.
No.
Brooklyn.
No. Paramus is much nicer than Brooklyn. Oradell. Tenafly. Englewood. These are the fancy. We don't have those
but
places
we
in
went,
New York.
If we can, before we go, guys, I want to tell you the courage, the valor, the heart of Italian Americans and the Italians who came from, like John came from Greece over here at a very young age to achieve the
It was
American,
an Italian island.
Thank you. Thank you. That's what we love about it. But what the Italian Americans achieved coming to New York, coming to New Jersey, coming through all across the United States, we support the Italian American cause. They're trying to take our heritage away, and that is not going to happen. We will fight forever for the Italian Americans.
All right, we got about 2 minutes to go. It has been a great show today.
Hello. The last 2 minutes.
Yes. What do you want to do?
Because whether we're Italians, whether we're Polish, whether you're Jewish, whatever, guess what we all love?
Food.
America.
We all love America.
Ah, yes.
So the last 2 minutes of the show, we're all going to stand up, and I want the whole audience to stand up. And we're all going to sing God Bless America, because that's where our forefathers came from. And we all love America. And everybody stand up. Margo, where are you? Come on up here. Chad, come on up here. Emily, come on up here. Where's Emily?
Emily's out there. Come on, Emily Pankow.
Come on, Emily. Everybody
Emily's
up.
Italian.
Let's go.
Frankie
Take the
Russo.
Beer with you.
Angelo Vivolo.
Danny Pagliano. Danny. Come up here, Danny. Come up here. We've been friends for 40 years. Come here, Danny.
All the Dannys, come up.
Yeah, it's our people.
Okay, ready?
You lead us. Lead us,
Piscopo, you lead.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night. The lights from above, from the mountains to the prairies to the oceans, whiteward foam. God bless America, my home.
home.
God bless America, my home, sweet home.
Let's go, Jets!
We got 2 minutes left. What do we do
now? God bless America. WABC.
Biscopo, we got 2 minutes left. What do we do now?
I said we order now. 1995. God bless America. Probably sung maybe not the best you've ever heard it, but from the heart. From the heart, we sang God Bless America. And that's what this is all about. Can I give a blatant plug? You know, Sid and Bernie every morning. Mr. Crowley's not going to like that, but God bless you. Ripping up the mornings. You know, you got to listen to me and the guys over at the other station across town. I want to also give a plug. I'm so proud. John Catsimatidis and Margo. You know, Frank Sinatra, in the name of my father, Pasquale Giuseppe Piscopo, who was an attorney who worked so hard, built the foundation of this country, and represented the non-English-speaking blue-collar laborers that his father was. He represented workers and laborers, and he told me, he said, you know, Frank Sinatra is the greatest entertainer of all time. So every Sunday night, and I do it live, I come in live, 6 to 9 p.m.
You almost hit me with the call one night during the snowstorm. After the Super Bowl, you almost ran right into me.
WABC, Sundays with Sinatra. On behalf of the family and Charlie Pignon, the head of Sinatra Enterprises, we love you. Margo and John, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, one and all, for being here.
Thank you.
We're turning it back to the studio. Studio takeover.
Wow. We got it? We got time. Today, 'cause there ain't no doubt.